ArtSpark covers traffic signal boxes in downtown Chattanooga with designs printed on vinyl from artists in this area. Submissions for designs to cover a second round of boxes are now open until January 31st. Amy Donahue is Director of Marketing and Communication for River City Company. Amy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
ArtSpark is branching out.
Yes. So we were very lucky to complete the first round of ArtSpark in 2018-2019. And we liked it so much, we're bringing it back for 2020.
How many boxes are we talking this time?
So we're looking at 14 boxes in the downtown area and 6 additional boxes in surrounding neighborhoods. So 20 boxes in total for the ArtSpark program. And then EPB is also operating a complimentary program called ArtSpark Goes to School. And they have been working with local high schools and their art departments, and they're actually going to cover 5 boxes as well. They're owned by EPB. So I guess if you count them all in, we're at 25.
And tell us more about how ArtSpark was created in the first place.
Covering traffic signal cabinets or electrical cabinets in general is a really popular program in other cities. We've seen it across the country. Canada has a lot of these programs as well. And so it's been something that's been in the back of our minds at River City Company for several years. And really, 2 years ago, we just sort of put it on the list that it was going to get done. And so it was actually perfect timing because we were looking at this program. Again, EPB was separately looking at a possibility for a similar program on their boxes. And so really, it was starting to have conversations with partners and the folks you got to get at the table to do programs like this. And so it was said, oh, well, this group's interested too. Why don't we kind of come and collectively do this together? Really, it was just a great time for us to do it here. You know, traffic signal cabinets are one of those things. They're there, right? They're not going away. We need them. It's what makes our, again, traffic signals and some of your electrical outlets and those types of things work. And they're necessary, right? But they're not the prettiest part of our infrastructure on city streets. So we were really looking at what could we do to not only maybe give them a little bit of a facelift, but also, you know, with this type of program, how could we support local artists and folks that call Chattanooga home?
And that art is already on display on the boxes that are already out there.
Yeah, so there are about 20 boxes, 15 of which are owned by the city of Chattanooga, that's traffic signal cabinets, and 5 additional EPB boxes that are already in display. They're all in the downtown area. And so that was ArtSpark round 1. And so we're doing round 2. And again, looking at covering about 25 additional boxes, the majority of those in the downtown area, but some neighborhood boxes as well. So we're really excited about it. It's a fun program. One of the great things is that for most of the folks that are artists that call Chattanooga home, whether you're a professional artist, it's what you do every day, or it's something maybe that you do on the side, it's typically a really great program because most of those folks have some great designs that are sitting there, right, that they're just kind of waiting to be used for something. And so this is a great opportunity, and it's also a variety of art, so we don't really limit anyone's designs. There's not a particular theme that you have to go around. We've just said kind of give us your best that would be appropriate and appealing on a downtown street, and let's see if it works.
And this city prides itself on public art. It prides itself on murals, and these boxes fit right into all that.
They do. And again, the great thing is we have so many different types of artists that call Chattanooga home that submitted for the first round. We hope we get that for the second round, of course, and get great selections. So we've got folks who are traditional muralists, if you will. We've got folks who, you know, are graphic designers and work for some day-to-day for some great companies in town, but, you know, they like to design other things. So we've got that. We've got folks that are trained fine artists and visual artists, and again, that kind of span even really the art scene. And so it's just a fun way to showcase the variety of artists who call Chattanooga home.
It's also showcasing Chattanooga's history and culture from many corners.
Absolutely. Again, we have boxes that span just kind of fun, great designs that folks have put together, but we also have boxes in place that really showcase different aspects of Chattanooga. And so that's some of the fun about finding the boxes and digging a little deeper. So for round 1, we had a box that was completed by Kevin Bate, who is a great muralist here in Chattanooga. And he teamed a friend that's a graphic designer, Stephen Lorica, and they created a box all about Roland Hayes. So really a figure in our community. There's obviously a building named after him here on UTC's campus, right? But in general, it's not something that as a community that they proposed and we agreed with, that there was enough recognition for this man who did incredible things in the music community that, again, called Chattanooga home, this area home, for a portion of time.
What's the process for vetting the submissions this time and deciding which designs are going to go on which boxes?
Absolutely. So because we are putting the designs on traffic signal cabinets, they are owned by the city of Chattanooga. And so we work closely with the public art department at the city. And so we utilize their selection process. So there is a committee of folks that are represent kind of a variety of stakeholders. So there are folks from the Public Art Commission that serve on the commission that will also be a part of the selection committee. But it'd be a variety of folks as well. We'll utilize some artists on that panel who aren't submitting anything to provide that perspective for us. But we'll also get pull in downtown business owners and residents, some of the partner stakeholders. So we'll have somebody, you know, from EPB that's there. And so really it ends up being a committee decision. And again, the parameters that we provide for folks are pretty straightforward. We don't want to limit anyone's expression, but the art just needs to be something that's appropriate to be on the city streets and is an original design, of course. We want to make sure that we're showcasing original designs. Can be part of a series. So if there's something that you've done that's in other places, that's fine. Again, we just want to make sure that it's original art. And really, other than that, it's up to you. It's up to your imagination. And again, that committee will review all submissions. We'll again really be looking at kind of what is a great fun showcase and variety of artists and designs to showcase. We do know which boxes are going to be receiving the designs. We tried to be, not all the boxes were designed to be in a super visible spot. So I am very familiar with traffic signal cabinets in downtown Chattanooga after this program. But we wanted to make sure that the cabinets that we selected were visible. If we're going to select a design and put it on a box, we want to make sure people see it. So we've picked very visible boxes that are in downtown and the surrounding neighborhoods. We also, of course, are checking with the city to make sure those boxes are staying in place and not getting changed out anytime soon. I want to make sure that we're showcasing those for a good portion of time. The great thing too is we have all of the box locations on the ArtSpark website. So if you're an artist and you want to review those, we had a couple from the first round and it's an option for the second round. You may want to put a particular design in a particular place for a particular reason, and you have a narrative portion of your submission to say that. So we allow artists to be site specific for design. We have a lot of folks that typically submit and say, I would really like this to go in X location, but if it needs to go somewhere else, that's great too. So we got a mix of those for the first round, and we were able to accommodate everyone that had a site request, which was a lot of fun.
And where can people go online for more information and to apply?
ArtSparkCHA, so artsparkcha.com has all the information, and that's also where you submit your files to be reviewed.
All right, Amy, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.